I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fear surges in Afghanistan as the final Western troops leave. The United States had planned to be gone by September 11th, but now a top official says the departure could be finished as early as Sunday. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada tells us.
Right now, with the withdrawal of the U.S. and the NATO troops, it's becoming a very, very desperate situation there. Once those troops are gone, there's a lot of fear that, you know, the country is going to fall under total Taliban rule.
Clashes intensified earlier this week as the Taliban attacked checkpoints and secured control of yet another district. The Afghan government is arming nearly 30,000 citizens to help fight off Taliban advances.
It looks like chaos has already begun. The military in Afghanistan looks to be overpowered again. It's a difficult situation, not only for the small Christian community, but the country at large.
Ask God to protect this small group of believers that remains in Afghanistan. And every year, hundreds of Pakistani women and children get kidnapped and forced into marriage by Muslim men. Typically, these women come from religious minorities in the country, such as Christianity or Hinduism. But Vincent Michael of FMI tells us,
you can imagine putting yourself in that situation, how horrific that would be. And oftentimes the conversions are coercive, so they're not really even truly, they're being forced to convert to Islam. So many of them are living out their Christian faith secretly behind closed doors. And I just can't imagine the amount of faith that that would take. So pray for those women.
Michael says God is working powerfully through the Christian women in Pakistan. They shine the light of Christ, even as their own freedom and safety is constantly threatened. Ask God to comfort and strengthen them. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.